and welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, part of the Informed Traveler Radio Show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. It's a travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. In this week's podcast, if you're a bit like me in that you like being in the outdoors and the thought of camping, but just don't have the equipment or the wherewithal to do it, well, there are places like Urban River Adventures that can help you out. They're located just outside of Edmonton, Alberta, just west of the Edmonton Airport, actually, along the North Saskatchewan River. So we'll learn more about what they have to offer. Plus, a bit later in the podcast, we'll chat with Susan Caddo from Travel Zoo about what there is to see and do in the Cayman Islands, also known as the culinary capital of the Caribbean. But first, we're going to start things out talking about the long lineups at the airports that I'm sure you've heard about in the last few weeks. Canada's transport minister suggested that out-of-practice travelers are the ones causing the delays. So I thought it would be a good idea to remind us out-of-practice travelers what you need to know going through airport security. So joining us now to help us out is Sandra Alvarez, spokesperson for CATSA, the Canadian Air Transportation Security Authority. Their website is catsa.gc.ca. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's the difference between what you do, CATSA, and what Canada Border Services does? It seems to me some people might get confused on the differences.
You are right. People do confuse the two. CATSA is responsible for security screening at 89 designated airports across Canada. So we screen passengers, their carry-on baggage, their checked baggage, prior to entering the secured area of an airport. We're not, obviously, the Canada Border Services Agency. CATSA screens passengers departing from Canadian airports. Mm-hmm. The CBSA handles passengers from inbound flights from outside Canada. So they provide information on customs procedures and requirements that apply to individuals entering Canada from international flights.
Apart from the obvious of arriving early, as you can possibly do that at the airport, what can we do to help move along the process?
I think the best advice we can provide is divesting. So when you divest to facilitate your screening process, make sure that your liquids follow the liquid restrictions. So your liquid containers have to be 100 milliliters or less. And they must fit, all the containers must fit in a 1 liter clear resealable plastic bag. Only one bag per passenger. And then you can take that bag out of your carry-on at the time that you're divesting. Put it to the side. Put your prescription medications that do not fall under this restriction. So if you're carrying prescription or non-prescription medication like cough syrup, for instance, that is not included in the regulations. Therefore, you can pack that separately in another plastic bag and put that to the side as well. Make sure nothing is in your pockets, no change, no keys, cell phones, wallets. Take that all out from your pockets so when you go through our walk-through metal detectors or the full-body scanners, there are no alarms. Take out your laptops from your carry-ons or larger electronic items like your gaming consoles. Make sure the laptops are removed from any kind of protective sleeves. They must be divested on their own or along, you know, you can put your hats or gloves or your pair of keys you found in your pocket, put it beside your laptop in that bin.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing will only help go make that process just a little quicker along the way.
And if you
travel
don't,
light, if you can.
Yeah, and if you don't know, you can always ask, right? It never hurts to ask. I always ask because I forget. Like, do you want your belt off? In some cases, it's shoes on, that type thing, right?
That's right. That's right. So when you're going to the States, it's shoes off. And if you're not going to, if it's domestic or another international destination, you typically don't need to remove your shoes, especially in the summer travel. No one's wearing big boots. It's usually, you know, running shoes and flip-flops, so mm-hmm. You should be okay.
Yeah, well, you can tell the people that are going to a sun destination because they're already dressed for it.
That's right.
Are the liquids the common thing that people forget about?
Yeah, it's a big one. Everybody is putting all their liquids in their carry-on bags, and it's not something that you need immediately. You can put a lot of that stuff in your checked baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's over 100 milliliters, it simply is not permitted. So it has to be 100 milliliters or less per container. And the total of those containers must fit in that 1 liter clear plastic bag, and it's one bag per passenger.
What about traveling with children? Obviously, there's differences, and that can, you want to speed that up as much as possible. So make sure that they're not carrying some toy or something like that in their pocket, I would assume.
Yeah, when you're arriving at the checkpoint, especially a family with kids, check to see if the family special needs line is available. We do have these lanes at some of our airports that feature screening equipment that can accommodate larger items.
Mm-hmm.
The screening officers themselves, they offer additional assistance to passengers needing more time or help with all those belongings, the diaper bags and the formula and all that kind of stuff, or those toys you're talking about. Present all the baby food or the drinks, including formula, to the screening officers for inspection. So make sure you have that handy and you can remove it from the diaper bag or the carry-on and put it to the side so the screening officers can see that right away. And keep small electronics that can stay in the carry-on. So all those, you know, the smaller tablets and the little electronic play games that these kids are playing with now, the cell phones, that can all stay in the carry-on.
And, of course, you have your app, which you can check the wait times if you want. Just briefly, tell us about that.
So it's the CATSA app that breezes through security. So it is a mobile app that you can find information. It makes it easier to get through airport screening, such as the wait times, like you mentioned, at 14 of the busiest airports across the country. It also has a what can I bring option, which is it lists to find out if a particular item is allowed in your carry-on or your checked baggage. You can just type in that the item itself. And there's tips for families and passengers with special needs as well, for seniors, to help them get through the airport security screening quickly and easily. You can create a travel checklist as well to help pack your carry-on and checked baggage, which is really handy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also provide us your feedback regarding your screening experience on that app.
And that's also on your website, too. So you have the app and the website. The website, again, is CATSA, CATSA.gc.ca. And Sandra Alvarez is the spokesperson for CATSA, the Canadian Air Transportation Security Authority. We could go on, Sandra, probably for hours, but I think if people get the gist of things, and they can go on the website and they can smooth the process over, and everyone will be happy, right?
Absolutely.
Well, if you're a bit like me and that you like being in the outdoors and the thought of camping, but just don't have the equipment or the wherewithal to do it, there are places that will supply everything for you, fortunately. And all you have to do is show up. And there's one such place just outside of Edmonton along the North Saskatchewan River called Urban River Adventures. And joining us now to tell us all about it is Steve Kapp. He's the founder of Urban River Adventures. Their website is ura-yeg.ca. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Randy. How's it going?
It's going well. I guess this is probably your busy time of year as you're getting ready for the summer with Urban River Adventures. Tell me how it all came about, though.
Yeah. So COVID is really the reason this happened. I was running an event business, like an interactive fitness event kind of trade show, and we were taking it across Western Canada. We were gaining traction, you know, in our fourth year, and then this crazy pandemic comes along that doesn't like interactive events whatsoever, and it shut down the FitFest event in June of 2020. And then I'm like, oh, you know, what's a second wave? I'm like, I've never heard of a second wave before, so let's book it for November of 2020, and that got shut down again. And at that point, I'm like, I'm crazy to continue doing these interactive, large-scale events with this pandemic still, you know, happening. And so that made me get creative. And I, you know, I have a passion of getting people active and doing fun things. That's what the trade show event was all about. And so I wanted to align with that, and I wanted to do something outdoors. And, of course, local to Edmonton, because that's where I live. And so I knew of these river valley islands that I've paddled by on my paddleboard, and they're just gorgeous. And when I was out there, there was nobody there. And I started thinking, we're on a city of 1 million people, you know, Edmonton and surrounding area, and there's nobody using these islands. So why not get people out there? And so I started brainstorming ideas of things we could do on the island. And, you know, I'm a big backcountry hiker, and I've done all sorts of safaris and natural kind of tours. And so I thought, why don't we get people out there to spend the night on these islands? And then, we could do glamping. And so I started thinking of glamping domes and glamping tents. And then I'm like, what would even take it to another level? How are we going to get them there? What about a jet boat? Let's get them out there with a really, a really cool boat that most people had never been on. Like a river boat is something that was even new to me at the time. And so I put together the whole kind of business plan and built a website. And I talked to the government of Alberta, who runs the Crown land in the province. And they got me an authorization to do it. And we just moved forward with it.
And here you are, Urban River Adventures. Well, you touched on two things I like, glamping, because I'm lazy and I'm not a very good camper. And I always thought it's better to know someone that has a boat rather than me own a boat. So I imagine those are the people you're looking for.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We're looking for people who, don't have their camping gear or, at least not enough to do it, regularly as a family. People who don't own RVs, typically are our demographic, people who want to get out and enjoy nature, but, they don't go out, a couple times a month in their RV, and they don't have all the gear to go camping on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like to provide education on, how to use all this gear, and education on leaving no trace when you are in these environments. And now for 2022, we're also integrating solar power to half of our accommodation and also compostable toilets. And so we want to provide education on how to use that as well.
Well, cool. Well, let's talk about some of the glamping experiences. You got a number of different options available. Let's just run through them for us.
Yeah, so we've got now for 2022, we're focused mostly on the dome accommodation. We also have a cabin now that people can book, a gorgeous cabin with a view. And then we also still have our tree tent. And so those are the different types of accommodation that we have out there right now. As we progress and evolve, we're going to continue to add unique styles of accommodation for people to come try out and see, maybe they like this better than that, or, whatever we come up with, I think people will really enjoy. But yeah, we've also got river activities. We've still got the boat in the water. We really want to, utilize this beautiful North Saskatchewan River. It's gorgeous, and it's gorgeous right now. I was looking at it yesterday. It's bright blue, and it's, it's like you're in the mountains, and people don't look at the river in Edmonton that way. But it really is a gorgeous river. And, just upstream from the city, you can find some really great spots.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's included? What do I need to know? What do I need to bring? What do you supply?
So we try to include everything that you need to come out and enjoy the resort. So we've got full on bedding. We've got queen size beds, king size beds, with fully covered sheets and duvets. And then we've got, all the utensils you need to cook. We've got propane stoves for cooking. We've got fire bowls to cook as well if you want to cook on wood and we don't have any fire bans. We've got a hot tub included now. We've got sauna included now. Those you just book by the hour. You can book the sauna for 1 hour and the hot tub for 1 hour and come out and enjoy that. And then we've got all sorts of included activities. We've got, obviously, hiking is a big one. Nature bathing, we call it. It's it's a term derived out of Japan, forest bathing, where you just sit there and you enjoy the sounds and the smells and the senses that you can really feel in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps you de-stress and, feel good. We've got a lot of really great spots for that. Then we've got gold panning, fishing. When the weather's nice and the water's nice, you go out and you can go swimming. And we're putting together some scavenger hunts as well and trying to really get people out enjoying the property.
And obviously this is a seasonal thing, right? As soon as the weather turns and it gets darker during the evenings, you pack up and close up for the winter, right?
Well, that's what we did last year. That's what we had to do. We were on an island. We weren't able to get out and, use the island once the river started to freeze and it wasn't safe. But for for this year, now that we have this resort, we are going to start activating winter activities with Northern Lights, you know, watching the Northern Lights, stargazing, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, even ice skating possibilities. We're even looking into maybe creating some sort of split board workshops, because we do have a nice hill that we can go down and, you know, hills to climb as well. So we're definitely working on doing year-round now, and just stay tuned for what we come up with once we get things operating.
Yeah, that sounds great. Tell me what your VIP package includes. On your website, it mentions, you know, bring your own food, but you do have a VIP package as well.
Yeah, so the VIP package is really great and very well received last year. It's with Drift Food Truck and Catering. They create meal packages or campfire meal kits. And so you get this prepackaged, pre-cooked food that's created by a chef. It's absolutely amazing. And the chef is Nevin at Drift Food Truck. A lot of people do know him in the Edmonton area. And he creates amazing food. It's pre-cooked. It's ready to go. You just put it on the hot cast iron skillet and warm it to your liking, and then you have a great meal to eat. Kind of trying to take the work out of campfire cooking, right? We're trying to make it so it's easy to do. We can show you how well you can eat when you are cooking with a campfire, and these packages really do that. You get a campfire dinner with a protein of pork, chicken, vegetarian or beef, and then you get a side of potatoes and veggies that go in the tin foil that also gets cooked on the fire. You get a side salad as well, and then in the morning you get a beautiful choice of breakfast hash or a frittata, and a great little snack box as well. And it also comes with s'mores for the evening and coffee in the morning.
Now you're talking. That is a VIP experience. Urban River Adventures, the website is ura-yeg.ca. Steve Kapp is the founder of Urban River Adventures. Sounds like you got a cool thing going. So here's to a good summer, Steve.
Awesome, Randy. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're excited, and we'd love to get you out there as well.
Well, the Cayman Islands have always been a popular place to visit for a number of reasons, especially the food. It's known as the culinary capital of the Caribbean, and the folks from Travel Zoo recently posted a blog about visiting the Cayman Islands and all the things to enjoy there, especially the food. So joining us now to give us some tips and highlights when traveling to the Cayman Islands is Susan Caddo. She's a travel expert from Travel Zoo. TravelZoo.ca is where you'll find the story of the Caribbean's culinary capital. I didn't know that, Susan.
It really is. It is a place that people go for fine dining now, and it actually has the Caribbean's only kind of Michelin-starred chef working right now. So it's definitely the place to go across the board. You know, you can, I'm sure you can, there's over 200 restaurants on the island. And what's great is, I didn't know this before I looked into it, there's 140 at least nationalities of people on the Caymans, and all of that culture feeds into the cuisine. So it's a real kind of sea-to-table adventure, and you've got your James Beard Award winners, and also the only CAA 5 Diamond restaurant, too. So, you know, we've got the names and links to all of these in our blog at TravelZoo.com. If you're going, you're going to want to make a reservation.
Mm-hmm. Well, over 200. This isn't a big island, so that's a pretty big deal. I suppose you could spend a year there and, you know, not hit the same restaurant twice.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and like you said, there's a range of nationalities. So I would imagine it's any kind of food that you want is there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're talking about the sort of walk up to, there's a little place, Heritage Kitchen, you know, just kind of where you can just walk up in your bare feet and get a fish taco or something, you know, quick. And then there's like fancy restaurants. There's a place called the Brasserie that's a pioneer of locavore cuisine, and the menu changes every day. And they have their own kind of boats that you'll see. So you're basically, you know, you're eating fish that's been caught that day. And there's just lots of, and it's there's the Michelin star chef is Eric Ripard, and his restaurant is Blue, so that's at the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman, and that's a very fancy place where you're going to get, you know, striped bass with truffled tartare and things like that, beautifully arranged. So, you know, obviously everything from the casual barefoot to the fancy. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And there are two islands, right, in the that make up the Cayman Islands, or
three.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the Grand Cayman, which is very, you know, lively and has a lot of the infrastructure. There's Cayman Brac, which is, you know, more rugged, fantastic for people who want to, outdoor adventure. And then there's Little Cayman, which is very tranquil. And but all of them are just replete with beaches, and they're very different. You're not going to have crowds. You're not going to have mega resorts. You're not going to have, you know, the sort of busyness you might get in some other destinations. It's very
mm-hmm.
beautiful.
Well, I've only been to Grand Cayman, but like you said, the beaches are amazing. What is kind of cool, though, is if you go to one side of the island, you can literally almost see right across to the other side of the island. And you know this because the cruise ships, you can see them, like they tower, you know, they're massive. They're like 20 stories high. You can literally see them on the other side of the island, which is kind of neat. But yeah, beautiful beaches, right? 7 Mile Beach is the famous one.
Yes, that's Condé Nast Traveler readers ranked it one of the 25 best island beaches in the entire world in 2020. And yeah, you know, there's that. There's places like Starfish Point, where there are, which is famous, obviously named after the sea stars that are all over the place. There are opportunities to, you know, kind of swim with turtles and for diving. I'm more of a snorkeler than a diver myself, but both of those are amazing for the Caymans. But if you do like to pop on, you know, the scuba suit, there are something like 365 dive sites, so you can go to a new one every day.
Well, I do have a friend of mine who's big into diving, and yeah, he says that's one of the best in the world. I am neither, but I'd be open to it. Like, it seems to me like if you're going to learn to dive, this would be a good place to do it, right?
That's a great point, because, you know, you have the opportunity to learn, and you have the opportunity to see some pretty amazing stuff very close to shore. You're not going to have to go out for an hour in a boat to start seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to stay above the water surface, kayaking is really great there, and they have a bioluminescent bay. These are really, one of these like world wonders. It's like seeing the northern lights, but in the water, you know, the plankton that lights up when you move it. So every time you paddle, you get these like bursts of light. It's really something to see. So you come back, and it's an unforgettable experience.
And it seems to me, too, the water is quite warm and it's quite calm, if memory serves me correctly.
Yes, this is a nice kind of family-friendly place to go if you're not going to have like rough surf or anything like that. Again, it's also just bountiful for nature. So the fish are obviously incredible close to shore. But the turtles, that's really iconic there, the aquatic birds. And there's something like 60 species of butterflies as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of natural beauty, because you do have a nice combo of beach and kind of tropical rainforest. You have canyons that you can explore if you feel like, you know, going into this. They have these things called the Crystal Caves. It's like a series of three canyons with all these dramatic stalagmites and stalactites, and pirates are said to have taken shelter in them back in the day. So you can really just have a fantastic natural adventure, as well as just a very peaceful beach holiday too.
I wasn't aware of Owen Island. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, Owen Island is one of these places that is very, very, very quiet, and okay, it's tiny, and you can kayak off the coast of Little Cayman to get there. You can even, have it all to yourself if you're very lucky, because there's no houses, there's no like restaurants or permanent structures on the island. So it's a very private, like a little vacation within a vacation. You can bring your own picnic and just relax there and have it all to yourself, this kind of sugar sand, and
mm-hmm,
it's very, very chilled out.
It's almost like exploring a deserted island or something like that, right?
Well, yeah, and I like to feel like, you know, so many of us have been trapped and locked down, and if you're going to take that holiday, it's that iconic, why not have the very best, you know, iconic Caribbean experience? And that's why we love the Cayman so much, because it's sort of the best of the Caribbean in one place with very special experiences, the most beautiful, peaceful beaches, the most fantastic local cuisine. It's a really extraordinary destination.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, too, it's not a huge island, so it's easy to get around. So you can explore mm-hmm. some of the other things like the arts and the culture and some of the museums, right?
Yeah, there's a National Gallery and has a lot of local paintings by artists from the Caymans with kind of wonderful sort of local arts and culture everywhere. There's also fantastic kind of conservation centers, and there's blue iguanas. There's a breeding facility for blue iguanas. You can check that out. There's about 1,000 iguanas that roam free on the island, so it's a fantastic place to take a tour, and you can meet them. They're 5 feet long. So talk about going back in time. It's like meeting a little dragon. There's this botanic park, Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park. That is about 2,000 species of flowers and plants. It's a 65-acre park. And they even have like a Cayman home from the 1900s, so you can experience a traditional cottage, see how people used to live on that island. It's a really interesting culture.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get to. You just have to get yourself to Toronto, wherever you
right.
live. But once you're, it's only like a four-hour flight from Toronto.
Yeah. And that's nothing. It's definitely worth it because once you're there, you're not looking at, some vacation sites, you have to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours just driving to where you can actually see the water.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case here. Once you land, your vacation starts almost right away. Slip your shoes off at the airport and start enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to find out more information, it's right there on the Travel Zoo website. Cayman Islands, good food and sunny days in the Caribbean's culinary capital. Again, travelzoo.com is where you'll find it. And Susan Cato is a travel expert with Travel Zoo. It was fun chatting with you, Susan. Thank you.
Great chatting to you, Randy.
And that is this week's Informed Traveler podcast. Remember, this is the podcast version of the Informed Traveler radio show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. You can find more information on the show at our website, theinformedtraveler.org. So thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, let us know, leave a review, tell a friend, or you can drop me a line. My email is randy@theinformedtraveler.org. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/informedtraveler or follow me on Twitter at informedtraveler.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.